I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, a closer look at Venezuela's meltdown shows ministries that are sharing Christ's hope amidst an ever-darkening crisis. And later, we'll see how a different approach to church work is changing hearts in the Middle East and North Africa. We'll get started first in Latin America, where Venezuela is at the epicenter of a major refugee crisis. To date, around 2.6 million Venezuelans have fled their country's economic meltdown and entered refugee camps in neighboring countries. Inflation in Venezuela will likely reach 10 million% next year. So basically, if you had $1 million in Venezuela's currency 5 years ago, that would now be worth $3.40. Howard Duick with Teach Beyond says they serve refugees through education initiatives, and they're now assessing how to get involved in the Venezuelan refugee crisis.
We would see ourselves coming into the margins, as it's very difficult to get into the country and do anything in that context. So especially, say, in Colombia, it would probably be a place where we would target setting up mobile learning stations. Our focus is education, and education is increasingly being seen as a vital part of humanitarian first response, even in addition to health and safety and so on.
And they're witnessing God move.
We just see across the region an increasing openness to the gospel among people. So it's an interesting time, and again, highlighting the need for spiritual warfare and intercessory prayer.
Pray that the Venezuelan refugees embrace hope in Christ. So let's discuss another man-made crisis. A new report says the United Nations global war on drugs is a failure that's left a series of disastrous impacts in its wake. Over the past decade, there's been a 145% increase in drug-related deaths, and 1 in 5 prisoners worldwide is detained on drug-related charges. Set Free Ministries' Dean Vandermeer says their partners see it firsthand in India. They're also seeing people held captive by addiction find freedom in Christ.
There's a lot of really amazing things going on, even as we speak. That all transpired in the last 60 days.
Set Free India is starting a new recovery center for drug addicts and alcoholics.
And we just purchased land there. Our $30,000 gift got more than tenfold return because the government then came in and said, we are going to spend at least $400,000 on new buildings for these addicts.
So praise God for this development and ask God to open the eyes of local believers.
The churches there, for some reason, are not engaging in helping the orphan and the addicts among them. They're almost forgotten. And so we're praying that the church engage and help us help their poor and the sick among them.
Set Free also shares Christ's love in prisons, hospitals, and orphanages throughout India. Tune in tomorrow to learn more about how that works. And many ministries are working in a region we'll call MENA, M-E-N-A. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, focuses on several approaches to the work that make them unique. Sat7's Dennis Weens.
Sat7 is unique in that it's indigenous broadcast media ministry based in the Middle East. It's not American. It's not Western. It started in the Middle East. Sat7 is unique in its partnership in that we're inviting denominations and agencies to come together around the core message of the gospel.
So Sat7 started 23 years ago with just 2 hours of broadcast per week. And today, they're broadcasting 1,000 hours of content a week, but they're still looking for ways to continue growing and broadening their reach.
I know the team in Turkey with Sat7 Turk. They want to be one of the top 10 channels in all of Turkey in the next 3 years. That takes a lot of creative production, takes a lot of dramas, it takes a lot of resources. Growth that's going to take place there. We want to harness the emerging technologies for greater distribution of this message of God's unconditional love that's so attractive as people search for hope and meaning in life, and we can respond to that.
Just $1 can provide Sat7's programming to a family for a year. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.